The power of faith develops love. For it is not sufficient that I have the Lord as my own. It is not sufficient that I find comfort, peace, and joy in him. But I must also do as he has done. For as Christ himself says in the text, as the Father has sent me, I send you. The first and highest work of love that a Christian ought to do when he becomes a believer is to bring others to believe in the same way that he himself came to believe. And here you notice that Christ begins and he institutes the office of the ministry of the Word in every Christian. For he himself came with this office. He himself came with this external Word. So let us grasp what Jesus is saying. Allow us to lay hold of his words, for we must admit that those words have been spoken to us. In this way, the Lord desires to say to us, you have received enough from me, peace and joy and all that you should have for your person. You need nothing more. Therefore, the Lord says, labor now and follow me. As I have done, so you shall do. My Father sent me into the world only for your sake, Jesus tells us. The Father has sent me into the world for your sake that I might serve you, not for my benefit, but for yours. And I have finished my work. I have died for you. And I have given you all that I am, and I have given you all that I have. Now remember and do likewise. Remember and do likewise that you may also serve and help everyone. Otherwise, you would have nothing to do in this earth. For by faith, you already have everything you need. So, I send you into the world as my Father has sent me, that every Christian should instruct and teach his neighbor that he may also come to Christ. By this, no power is delegated exclusively to popes or bishops, but all Christians are commanded to profess their faith publicly and also to lead others to believe. If you have exercised yourself in this highest work, and if you have taught others the right way of truth, then make it your mind to press on. Press on and serve everyone. Then the example of your life and good works will flow. Not that by them you merit or acquire anything, for you already have everything necessary for salvation in Jesus Christ and in his plain word. Martin Luther. Amen.